I do think that there's so much opportunity, right? Like you've seen some cool shots where they're underneath an umbrella and there's rain hitting them, or a night shot, same idea with, you know, that. Like there's so many cool artistic things you can do. So also play on that, that if that's like something that interests you, I think that there's opportunity there to kind of get your clients excited. Hopefully you'll have a client that's okay with going ahead and getting a little bit dirty at the end of the day, right? Like I feel like that's been 99% of our clients, that once kind of the important things are done, they're like, sure, whatever. Like, let's get dirty. My hair can get ruined or whatever. And that has just been also really helpful, is just to have people who are also willing to just like give into what it is.
Path to Business, the podcast. We are your hosts, Luke and Bethany Barrett. We're a husband and wife team building a legacy with our three children that we're so damn proud of. Full-time wedding photographer and videographer operating a thriving six-figure business.
We share all our best strategies from the lessons that we've learned along the way.
Featuring other amazing businesses so you can genuinely get inspired. This is your Path to Business.
Today we're going to be talking about rain on your wedding day. Is rain your favorite?
So nice. I love it when I get wet and when my gear gets wet, and then we can't go outside and do photos because the bride and groom don't want to get wet.
I know that's happened to you before, but yeah, rain on a wedding day, there's hopefully some tips that we can share and things that have worked for us, but essentially just know that rain sucks. It just sucks. There's no real way around it. It's not fun. It definitely adds a lot of stress to a wedding. Ideally, the best thing you can do is try not to worry about it. We've had days where it's called for 100% rain on the wedding day, and then it didn't rain at all. It wasn't beautiful and sunny, but it definitely didn't rain where we were at the time. So I find that that causes a lot of stress for people. Is they look at the weather and they go, wow, it's going to be 100% rain on my wedding day. What do? Right? We start to get those panic emails. We start to get those panic messages on Instagram. What do? How do we deal with this rain?
And it's something that is unavoidable. You can't control the weather. And that's right. It always, the stress even starts before the wedding day. It's that lead up. You know, even 2 weeks out, you see, oh, it's calling for rain. The weather network is not always correct either.
And also it just depends. Like if you're moving around a lot in certain areas, if even the city that you're in, some will get a little bit of rain and some will not. And really it's just kind of forecasting that there will be rain at some point today in this general area. And that, I think, is hard. So I know a lot of people will look at radars and kind of get into that. But to be honest with you, I think my biggest recommendation for everybody is to try not to worry about it, because it's really out of your control.
Don't worry, but plan for it if you see it might be an issue on your wedding day.
Yeah, if it's something that you're worried about, there's a couple things that we recommend to all our clients. And the main one being, get some clear umbrellas, right? Just have some nice uniform umbrellas. We don't need the giant neon green golf ones.
Like, I was going to say, why do we ask for clear umbrellas? Can you?
Well, it just allows more light, literally. It sheds light on you. it allows more light to hit you. And I think that it just looks better than this big, ugly, you know, neon green.
You just umbrella. Love that neon green.
Well, it's just because we have one, so I know exactly which one it is.
It's like a golf umbrella. It's not made for anything else. I think black is probably the next suitable color, or maybe white, but I don't see a lot of white umbrellas out there. At least that would let in more light. You're right. Clear is probably better in that sense. White, probably the next best. And get a few. Don't just get the one or two, especially if you're doing wedding party stuff. Then you want to have at least a few to cover some of them, because it's so hard to do a big group shot inside. Even family photos is kind of not ideal, but we can make it work.
I think the hardest part about the rain is just trying to manage everybody's expectations. Like on our side, it's just about trying to make sure that we can get some photos without them getting soaked, and also trying to get it so like we don't get the dress dirty and we don't get like shoes dirty or whatever. Like we're just trying to kind of manage that. On a normal wedding day, I'm trying not to get the dress dirty, but this is, it's even more. And another thing is, even snow. We've actually had it where there was snow on somebody's wedding. And even in that case, it's almost just like rain because you can't put the dress down, right? And so I find that that's probably like the hardest part to navigate. And then also just having a venue that has a rain plan. I've seen so many videos lately where they just didn't have a rain plan or they didn't prepare for it. And then, you know, rain is literally like destroying the ceremony space. We can definitely include a clip of that here because it's just terrible. The one that I saw recently where it's like, it's clearly like almost like tornado looking winds and rain. And it was this beautiful setup and it was just completely ruined by rain because it wasn't under a tent or anything. It was just outside. And so having a venue that has a rain plan is definitely important as well.
Yeah, you can plan to have your ceremony outside and then have a tent in case in the morning of when you're setting up the ceremony site or that you are able to move it somewhere indoors so that it's not ruined like that. You can't control the wind. So if the wind is crazy on your wedding day, sometimes even under a tent, there's no saving it. We've had our fair share of traumatizing, windy,
rainy, traumatizing
tent weddings, even with a floor that they put on top of their grass, and that just turned it into kind of this mud pit.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to go back there. I'm just getting over it already. So,
well, it's just a funny story because clearly they had spent a lot of money on doing a bunch of landscaping, and the story is that the couple decided not to put new sod underneath where the tent was going to go. Like, you think logically, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They put down a whole bunch of dirt, and underneath the dirt didn't have great drainage, or it didn't really apply really well to put a tent on top of it because it started to rain. And when it started to rain, all of the water went underneath the flooring that was on top of just brand new fresh dirt. And yeah, it started to flood up in between the floor connections. Like,
yeah, the puzzle piece floors, there's just mud.
It was like mud fest. Yeah. Was it 2019 or 2018? I can't remember. I think it was 2019.
It's been a while.
And yeah, we lost a pair of shoes that day because we were in mud up to our knees. The bride's dress was ruined, I'm sure, right?
But there are ways to just roll with it. At that point, you just got to make a decision. Am I just going to take off my shoes and just go hard on it? But we also lost power that one. There's a lot of little factors that made that wedding harder than it should have been.
Yeah, in this case, it was definitely they didn't have a backup generator and there was tornado warnings and they lost power and the mud floor thing. It was definitely an adventure. Let's call it that, an adventure.
All right, now we're going to go back before we talked about this story, when we were talking about getting ready for a wedding day when there's potential rain. So we have the umbrellas, we have a plan B with the venue, or if you're doing private property, just make sure you include a plan B of some kind.
Yep.
There are some that actually will just go. I saw a video recently where they just had their ceremony in full rain.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool to see them just go through with it. Even the guests were just getting soaked and they just all agreed, we're just going to go through it as an experience. I think that's cool, but I mean, not everyone has a change of clothing when they go to weddings.
I just think about like the photos after. Like, if they were able to do photos before, and this is why we're always big believers in a first look. If they were able to do a bunch of photos before and they looked great and things like that, like the main thing for me is that if they did go through with the ceremony with this literally pouring down rain, I'm sure we can show a clip of it. Like, it's pouring down rain. And then like you have all your photos afterwards. Like, what if you have like 3, 4, 5 hours of photos after, like all your family photos, all your bridal party, like all the photos of the two of you. And you know, you look like a wet rat. I don't know. I wouldn't want that. Personally, our rule and our philosophy is until the ceremony, we try to keep everything as clean, as dry as possible. After the ceremony, if you're like okay with getting, you know, some drizzle on your hair or whatever, we kind of gauge it based on how much time we have after the ceremony. But that's usually my recommendation, is let's like try to keep everything as nice as possible until like the ceremony's done. And then after the ceremony's done, if there's a lot of photos that you want to do, we'll try and keep everybody dry for that. And then once kind of all the important ones are done, then feel free to get soaked if you really want
to. We kind of just skipped over it, but doing a first look does help on a rainy day, because here in Canada, we sometimes will get rain and then it'll stop and then rain again and stop. So there are pockets where you can go outside. Sure, it may be wet in certain places, but it won't rain on you. And you can go out there and get some nice photos and then come back. So having a first look gives you just more time during a day, or at least building a first look in your schedule. If it's pouring rain, you can do the first look like indoors or whatever. But at some point, if you give yourself enough chances to go do photos in your timeline, like the first look, then right after ceremony and then sunset are the three big ones. If you don't do a first look and then it didn't rain and then right after ceremony it's raining the rest of the evening, you kind of lost that chance to do nice photos. So always be open to it, especially as like a rain plan. It's nice. And then another thing that you should consider is if it does rain, where can you do photos indoors or with umbrellas? That's something that some venues is more obvious than others, especially if you're doing it like in private property. It can be tough to find a good spot.
We had quite a few rain weddings last year. I would say more than we've been having in previous years before that. It was just like one of the first weddings of the year, and we just got so much rain. And I'll never forget the DJ coming up to me and being like, "Are you okay? Like, is everything okay?" And I just said, "I'm okay. I feel bad," right? Because again, like the couple was great and they just kind of went with it and it didn't matter. I remember the bride saying to me, she's like, "At the end of the day, I get to marry my best friend. It doesn't matter about the rain." But I knew in my heart that it's so much better when there's no rain. I just want people to know that we also feel that too, right? What our job as professionals is to just try to roll with it and try to take that stress away from you and kind of be that person who's going to be like calm and not worry and not add anything to the plate when it comes to that stuff, because it's already going to be stressful with everybody telling you, "Oh my God, it's raining. Oh, that sucks. It's raining." Like, imagine that's literally all they're going to hear all day long, right? From every single guest, like, "Oh, it's too bad it's raining," or "too bad," you know, like, you don't want to do that. So we feel it, and it sucks for us too, because we want to be able to maximize the day.
To me, weddings when it's nice outside are just so much more enjoyable. Especially as a photographer, when you have to take your couples out and they booked a specific venue because they love how there's a field over there, the nature, trees,
mountains.
Or, exactly. There's so many parts of a wedding that you plan around the nice venue, the landscape, and the fact that you won't be able to use it on your wedding day, or it's more difficult, time consuming. You can't control it, and preparing for it is kind of the only thing that you can do. But having that conversation with your vendors is also pretty important. We get asked sometimes like, "Oh, do we have a rain plan?" And it might escape us to talk about it with our clients, because we usually always have one. We've been to the venues often enough to know what we're going to do. But I think to calm their nerves, sometimes we have to have a discussion beforehand and be like, "Yes, here's what we're going to do X, Y, Z. Here's how we're going to change the schedule if rain does happen." And there's definitely some places where it's a lot easier to do that. Like if you're downtown, there's a lot more variety you can get indoors, so all these like nice places. But if you're at like a country barn, it might be pretty limited there.
Also, it just depends, right? There's just, we don't know what it's going to be. Like we said at the beginning, there was a day that called for 100% rain and we didn't see a single drop of rain the entire day.
True.
But then we've had days where it's the opposite. It's calling for a super sunny day all day long, and then all of a sudden it poured rain on us. I think you should just plan for it no matter what, because it can happen. So have umbrellas, have a plan, but at the same time try not to worry about it, because there's nothing we can do. We really have no idea when it's going to come, how much of it's coming, and we can look at radars all day long, but it's never going to fully prepare you. You just kind of have to like, "Oh, it's raining, like let's take a break," you know, and kind of move on to the next thing or do some inside. Like it's just about moving forward and still trying to like get everything that we discussed getting done. And just like you said, we'll look different. That's really the best that we can do. There's not much else we can do. You just kind of have to roll with it.
No, we've been pretty fortunate the last couple of years not to have too much rain on weekends. And fingers crossed that this year is going to be another one of those years. Just as a photographer, as our job, it can make a big difference in what we do. But it really can separate a good photographer from a not so good photographer as well, right? If they can think on their feet and be creative using the spaces that are available to you at the time.
Yeah. And I do think that there's so much opportunity, right? Like you've seen some cool shots where they're underneath an umbrella and there's rain hitting them, or a night shot, same idea with, yeah, you know, that, like there's so many cool artistic things you can do. So also play on that if that's like something that interests you, I think that there's opportunity there to kind of get your clients excited. Hopefully you'll have a client that's okay with going ahead and getting a little bit dirty at the end of the day, right? Like I feel like that's been 99% of our clients, that once kind of the important things are done, they're like, sure, whatever. Like, let's get dirty. My hair can get ruined or whatever. And that has just been also really helpful, is just to have people who are also willing to just like give into what it is. But like, let's just stop saying that it's lucky. You know, like I just feel like that's so weird to say like, oh, it's good luck to have rain on your wedding day. Why? Why is it good luck? Like that to me, I don't understand. To me, it's just like a nice way of saying like, that sucks.
It's a shit sandwich.
Right? It's a shit sandwich. Exactly. But if people want to keep saying it, sure. But to me, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of overdone.
It's because they say a wet knot is harder to undo. Mm. Right? Because you tie the knot.
I get it.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I saw that recently. Okay. And that's a good one. But yeah, to me.
Screw the knot.
Screw the knot.
Yeah. I want nice photos. Yeah. A fun thing that you said, you can be creative using the rain. I think that's cool too, because you should have some of those shots in your back pocket when you do go to a wedding, or just like at least for the season, you'd be like, okay, if I run into any rain, here are like 5 shots that I think I could incorporate rain to do something fun. And you can always bring it to the couple, because it will make them feel special, and you will be remembered as a person that's like, we saved the day because we turned something that's like a negative into a positive.
Yeah. And one of the things that we did, and this is something that I'd recommend to any kind of photographer, or maybe even ask your own photographer, is a list of locations that you can go if it is raining, right? Like, or some tips and tricks. I actually wrote a blog like years ago where it's just like all of the different locations that you could go in and around the city if it's raining. And I think that that's also something you could ask your photographer, like if, depending on where you're getting married, what they would recommend we do, or like a change of course, if that makes sense. I personally have never really had to go and use any of those facilities because I try to just make the best of what's happening on the day of. In our local area, there's museums or galleries and places like that where people could go and do photos if they were really, really worried about the rain, right? You could just book that and then not worry about it. Another option that I always give to my couples, and I do it free of charge because to me, it's just like more fun and just kind of lets them know that they don't have to be so stressed or worried about this problem of rain on a wedding day, is that if they really wanted to, they could get dressed up on another day, get their hair and makeup done again or whatever, or maybe on an anniversary or something like that. And we can do the photos again, right? Like we can kind of plan it hopefully around the weather a little bit better and just do like a quick, you know, 1 hour couples photo shoot. It might not be at their venue, right? Because that probably wouldn't happen, but you never know. I'm sure if the venues are closed during the week and we did it on like a Tuesday evening or something, I'm sure we could probably even be okay with, you know, the venue letting us come to do that. I know it's not the same thing, but if those portraits are really important to the couple, that's something that you can also just sort of have in your back pocket as like a, hey, we really didn't get to do a lot of nice photos, it was pouring or whatever, you know, this is something that you could always offer to them. And it's a fun way for you to connect with them again and still kind of rub that creative itch. I feel like most photographers kind of live for the sunset time and get like those stunning photos anyways. So this is just kind of like an extra thing that you can do to just kind of soften the blow a little bit.
Yeah, going that extra mile. And that goes a long way when you have clients that will then preach that you're a good photographer, that you're a good videographer, that you actually care, right? That's what it shows, is not just like, okay, this was your wedding. Sorry, you didn't get all the photos you wanted, but thanks, bye. You know, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah.
But just going that extra step of offering it, you know, no, not everyone might take it, but at least you know that you're doing it in good faith and that you care and that you're just trying to give them the best experience that you can.
Another tip that we think is really important when it comes to rain on a wedding day is having a backup outfit. So if you were thinking of having a second dress, yeah, if you were thinking of bringing, you know, a couple shirts under your suit, it's important to maybe have a second pair of maybe even pants or a suit jacket.
Like we said, we're going to keep you as clean as possible throughout the day. Obviously, the hair and makeup is not something that you can change back into or whatever, but having some spare clothing, not only for photographer, videographer, which you should have every single time that you go to a wedding, because who knows what's going to happen, but the bride and groom or the couple should have some spare clothes as well.
And spare shoes. That's another one. So that you have like a pair of shoes that you can go outside and get dirty, especially if you spent a lot of money on your shoes. Most of the time the dresses kind of cover it anyway. Yeah. So it's important to think about having like, you know,
some white rain boots.
Well, just something different, right? Just so that you don't ruin your nice shoes.
True.
Or you can switch back and forth between like, you know, outdoor shoes and then indoor ones, so they're not wet, right? That's another thing. And then the other one that I was going to say is that for hair and makeup, making sure that you have like stuff for touch-ups. One of the things Kira said to us, who was a hairstylist that we had on the podcast a few episodes ago, she said that after, like, if the hair is just kind of getting a little bit crazy, but the bride has had it down, she'll recommend that we just kind of put it into a ponytail. And I just thought, I always went the other route, which was to just like brush it and try and fix it as best I can. But the idea of just kind of putting it into a ponytail is so much easier.
Yeah, because you clean it up.
It just like cleans it up and makes it look nice, and it doesn't really affect too much, but it also just makes it so that this way it doesn't turn into a rat's nest anymore, right?
Yeah,
so
you love your rat's nest.
I do not actually, but yes, putting it into a ponytail or maybe even kind of like putting it into like a soft bun, that might be another thing as well. The idea is that, you know, having some touch-ups for your makeup, so you can touch up like your lipstick, your mascara. And then the other thing is making sure that you have maybe bobby pins or things like hairspray so that you can put your hair up if you need to.
Yeah, that should be part of the emergency kit that you prepare for the day of, that everyone should have. I think we've talked about this before, about everything that you need to have in there. But yeah, a hair elastic. I don't know if we actually talked about that, hair elastics and bobby pins and hairspray. Well, probably hairspray, because it's good for anything.
I love hairspray.
Yeah, even if you need to have like a homemade blowtorch. Just a little
Yeah, you use blowtorches at the wedding?
I don't know. It could be a cool effect that you add to a photo.
Okay.
We'll have to do it one day, maybe.
No.
In the rain.
No. Overall, let's just say it. Rain really does suck on a wedding day, but it's how you make the most of it that really counts. And hiring a team of pros is really going to make a big difference when it comes to those things. Mm-hmm. That's really where you'll see a pro shine. And I think it's really important to note that, because we've been there, we've done that, we have experience with it. It's hard to really discount that experience until you've gone through it. Honestly, I feel so lucky in the sense that we have, because we do really know how to handle it. We always come prepared, right? And we always have backups for things. So just know that it's going to suck, but if you've hired good people, they're going to take care of you and everything should be just fine.
It's almost something that you should ask your photographer to provide, is, can you send me a gallery of a photo shoot you did in the rain, like of a wedding that had some rain in it? And it'll show you that, one, they have experience with it, and then two, how do they manage it? You know, how it's a different style of doing photography almost, mm-hmm. when you have to think about doing everything indoor, because natural light is a huge part of doing the photos, and it becomes really limiting depending on what the indoor spaces look like, how many windows are there, even like, is the indoor space really orange, is it white, and the aesthetics of the venue play a huge part in what the photos are going to look like. So reach out to your team, ask questions, figure out a rain plan, prepare for it.
If you fail to prepare to fail.
To fail, yeah.
That's your dad.
You knew where I was going with that.
Yeah.
So go out there and get prepared.
Bye.